iTunes Originals. Well, I grew up in Dallas, Grapevine, Texas, sort of both. And my mom loved music. She loved Ray Charles and Aretha Franklin and all kinds of stuff. So I grew up around a lot of music. And I started playing piano when I was about 7. I quit piano when I was about 12. I got sick of playing scales and practicing. And then my mom took me to a jazz concert, like a big band concert, and I really liked it. So I started taking piano lessons again, this time from a more jazz pianist, actually. It got me kind of back into music. There was no light bulb moment for me where I knew I wanted to be a musician, but I guess around high school, I ended up auditioning and going to this performing arts high school my sophomore year. And I think around that time, I started playing gigs. It just sort of happened naturally, and I went with it. And at that time, I played more piano, but I sang every once in a while. And I could tell people liked it when I sang, so I sang more and more until I was more of a singer than a piano player by the end of college. I went to high school for jazz piano, and I really wanted to do nothing but play and sing old jazz standards until after I moved to New York. And I wrote one song in high school, which won some magazine contest that my school entered every year. But it was such a bad song that I didn't write anymore after that. I was so embarrassed by it. So really, I didn't write at all, except for that one embarrassing song that no one will ever hear. Until I moved to New York. And when I got to New York, I was doing all these jazz gigs, but then I started getting really into going to hear these songwriters play. And I had a couple friends who were great songwriters, and they sort of encouraged me to write. And I bought a guitar because it just seemed easier, I think, because I didn't have a piano at the time. I wrote my first song in New York when I was 20, my first real song. And it was Come Away With Me on my first record. And I wrote that in summer of 99. So I had only written a couple songs before my first record came out. And it was still very new to me, songwriting.